You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk. Entrepreneur Corner.
With me in the studio is Dumon Ndlovu and Lex Fatlela. That is his government. No, his government name is Lungelo, but his studio name is Lex. They are the co-founders of AU Gold Vodka. Although he is right now taking a swig from a brand that won't help him, which is Nestle water. Better that than having him drunk in the studio. Guys, thanks so much for popping in. It's lovely having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I don't have a phone. I usually just take pictures of people. But Somebody in the team will take pictures. We'll tweet it. I'll have to do it a little bit later, Graham, as well.
Yeah,
and, of definitely. Course, we'll get to a point where you can tell listeners where, in fact, to find you. In my hand, I'm holding a really, a posh bottle of vodka. It's quite heavy. Mm-hmm. Obviously very good glass. I assume there's a correlation between weight and quality.
There is.
And there's a Jersey skyline going on here. It says AU, so we also know that they know a little bit of science. AU as in gold. Yes, gold craft vodka. I mean, this is amazing. We're going to get to your backstory, how you guys became businessmen and where it all started. But I want to talk vodka straight away.
Yep.
Dumo, this product.
Yes, sir.
What is it and what sets it apart from all the other vodkas out there? Because there's some nice stuff out there.
There is. Well, basically what you have in your hand is a bottle of AU Gold Vodka, a bottle that, you know, we decided to create about 2 years ago. So we came up with a theme, something that inspires us, something that really speaks to us. So the inspiration behind our vodka bottle, as you see, AU Gold Vodka. So AU is basically, if you don't know science, it's the compound for gold. And if you look at the city of Johannesburg, it's a city that was founded and built by gold. Everyone that you found here back in the day was brought here by the gold rush. So today, the city as it is, as a melting pot in the microcosm of basically the world, is, wow.
So just to add on to what Dumo was saying, going back to our inspiration, it's the city of gold.
Mm-hmm.
As it was the case back then, people came here for pursuit of, you know, better living, success. And, you know, I guess in its most basic form, for betterment. And today's still the case. So this represents that and celebrates how far the city has come and the achievements. And as you were saying, that it's a microcosm of the continent. So we celebrate through this product the continent at large.
Mm. Now, you know, it's so interesting because our relationship with brands appeal to really cheesy emotional things like a good story to tell.
Yeah.
Right? We had Skinny Sabu on here talking about his socks several months ago.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I mean, there's so many fancy socks out there these days. But part of how his initial love with his early customer base started was just telling his story. So I'm loving the story about Jersey and what you guys are saying, the history, showing off the periodic timetable. Okay. But what about the product itself?
Okay, so the product itself, right? I was actually going to get quite excited. So before I tell you about the product itself, so there are a few things that inform the resulting quality of the drink, right? First thing is the raw materials, what you use to prepare the vodka. And second to that is the process followed. Hmm. And then third is what you use to cut it or bring it down to 43% in our case. So, well, AU Gold Vodka itself is a grain-based vodka, right? And we triple distill it in a column still. So that's the process. And we use reverse osmosis water to cut it down to 43.
Mm.
But now the difference is that, initially I was heavily involved in the production process. However, now I've moved and switched roles. However, Duma remains very involved in that process. So he oversees everything from start to finish. So that's where the craft aspect of it comes from.
I like that, Duma. Talk to us about that because there's nothing wrong with this kind of business model. Some people get the product and they're really just involved in distributions. Right. You guys are talking about you're involved in a big part of the value chain, including the distilling. How did you end up learning that skill set?
Well, in my case, I used to be a chef at UJ. So I studied that. So I learned how to make various spirits. I learned winemaking, spirit making, beer making. And at that point in time, I didn't realize it's something that I would pursue in the future. So About 2 years ago, we entered an institution where we learned how to make various spirits, whether it's whiskey, whether it's vodka, brandies, and so on and so on. So our first offering, which is a vodka, it's really based on the fact that, you know, vodka is a people's drink. It's a party drink. Everybody drinks vodka. Everybody loves vodka. People have a lot of vodka, even though they don't even realize they have a lot of vodka, because South Africans love sweet drinks and they love cocktails. So the nice thing about our vodka is that we're trying to encourage people to not move away from having vodka through, you know, using chasers and so on and so on. We're trying to have people taste our product because we believe in the extreme quality of the product. We put a lot of work, you know, it's a handcrafted product. And we believe our vodka, in terms of quality, in terms of taste, is right up there with the very best.
Did you have to close a huge knowledge gap in trying to understand the science behind making this stuff? Because, you know, when you walk into a bottle store and you just take the vodka, it's time to go have a jaw. You know, you don't have to think about the production process that goes into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of that, before we even, you know, well, from my side of before we even started acquiring the skill of producing spirits, it was a case of we were, what's the word? It's not shadowing, but we had engagements with somebody that has been in the industry for quite a long time and practically runs this training academy. So for about a year, we were having weekly, bi-weekly meetings, learning things. And then we moved on to the actual training. And then even after the training, it's a case of through our product development, he remains highly involved as a mentor. So we're continuously learning from him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, the voices you are hearing are the voices of Lex Fatiela and Duman Dlovu, who are co-founders of AU Gold Vodka, and they are the ones we are featuring in today's Entrepreneur Corner. I've got this bottle here in front of me. I'll send you a picture of it on Twitter a little bit later. Mm. There also has some fine writing here. Hey, I don't know who came up with this. This sounds more like you, Dumo.
No,
much like the city, AU Gold is a lot of things to a lot of people. You're going to have to pay me for this voiceover.
Right.
The artist, muse, the professional's incentive, the underdog spirit, and to the tourist, a souvenir drink, a piece of the city to take home, a fine, fresh, world-class vodka drink.
Well, to correct you, I'll copyright
it. It's not even Pusa Thursday, and I'm thirsty. 16 minutes after 11. 011-883-0702, say, Hauser, do you know these dudes at all? Are you the mysterious mentor that they do not want to name? You must name these mentors of yours who are very important in your life. 021-446-0567 in Cape Town. Have you tried it before? I've never heard of it. Maybe they're hustling you on 702 and Cape Talk. Let us know what you make of it. More after this break.
702 and Cape Talk. Entrepreneur Corner.
Are we featuring the product AU Gold Vodka and the co-founders Duman Dlovu and Lex Fatiela, who is here with me, talking about their entrepreneurial journey? Let's talk about the importance of learning lessons when it comes to failure. I mean, you guys had a venture, I think, way back when in 2009. And that's very important, right? Because very often when we tell entrepreneurial stories, we pretend that people just popped from nowhere successfully. Uh-huh. What happened in 2009? What was your first attempt?
I think, as I said earlier, I wanted to be a chef. So I approached Lex over here to start a food franchise. And, you know, we ran past a couple of ideas on how to popularize it. And we drew up menus. We did everything in terms of that. That was our first venture. So in terms of that, the venture was actually called Season Grub, you know. And we wanted to provide an alternative to your McDonald's or KFC or whatever it is. We wanted to provide healthy, tasty South African cuisine. And in terms of that, we drew up a plan, we drew up a marketing plan, and it didn't really pan out because we couldn't find funding. And, you know, we learned a lot of lessons. That was our first venture.
You know, actually,
Lex, why are you chuckling? Was the food? Was the food?
No, I'm just remembering
not
that.
Not Ayoba.
That's actually the one venture that we entered the one competition for. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention, but it's the Hansa Big Dreamer competition.
Yes.
And then as we were going through the competition and I was presenting, and funny enough, it was reduced to just being a tuck show. So I'm just remembering that moment now. So it's funny. But yeah, that was one of our first attempts at it. My actual favorite one is 2009, I think, when we wanted to start a clothing brand. That's when Makeep Keep and the guys were big back then. But he wanted to take a fresh approach to it. So basically, instead of doing what everybody was doing, we speak to the various soccer teams and rugby teams. We get them on board in terms of their brand identity, and we brand clothing, whether it's shirts and caps. And so I typed out an email requesting a meeting to see whoever was in charge of the marketing department at Blue Bulls. Well, that was a Hail Mary. I wasn't expecting to hear back from them. But fortunately, we got the meeting. I think we had about a week to prepare. We prepared, and we thought we were pretty much, you know, set, good, ready. So we walked in, and we had a meeting. And as we sat down, you know, his name was Mr. Gerald Kroll, I think. I'm not too certain. Hmm. He welcomes us in. We have a brief chat, eases us into it. And then now we're doing our thing. And then just as we're doing that, we realize that, geez, we're actually quite out of our depth here, you know.
Yeah.
But just the reception that he gave us is very encouraging. I think we left that meeting with more than what we came in with.
When you say you realize you're out of depth, in very practical terms, what, with the benefit of hindsight, was the lack of preparation for you to go in there and have had a better chance at securing a deal?
Well, I think with the benefit of hindsight, it's a case of growth potential. You know, had that gone well, swimmingly, and we would perhaps have gone into a market that I want to say could be classified as a fad, but that might be offensive to some. So I think with that, it was a case of we now were able to also give us a chance to pursue what is now our dream. So I think that's the biggest thing, that sometimes a door closing is just to, you know, guide you along your path.
And to add to that, I would say that it wasn't a lack of preparation. What myself and Lex have done for many a times is, you know, punch above our weight, you know. And by doing so, you learn a lot of things. Sometimes people consider that as a failure of some sort, but it's not. Every opportunity you get or every idea you get, I think you should pursue. Although you may know nothing about it in the beginning, but just by pursuing it and chasing those avenues, I think it opens a lot of doors and it opens up your eyes and people will teach you along the way.
Yeah.
And that is the refinement, I believe, that we've had as entrepreneurs. And I think it's driven us to the point where we find ourselves as, you know, co-founders of a young, thriving startup like AU Gold Distillery.
But I mean, there's obviously a certain kind of resilience that you need as a character trait to not give up.
Most definitely.
Is that, do you think that's key, Lex, to the entrepreneurial journey? Or is the reality, which I also know is part of your backstory, that sometimes it's even harder to just get a 9-to-5 job in a corporate. So sometimes circumstances forces you to be resilient, or you think resilience is sort of in the DNA of a genuine entrepreneur?
You know, I don't think that it's in the DNA. Definitely don't think that. I think it's also a case of resilience is the big mountain. You need to take the small victories. And I think once you're able to do that, you don't lose enthusiasm going forward. So when you look back, you'll say, look, it is resilience. But it's just a case of taking the small wins. You know, in that instance, we did not get what we came for. But we were encouraged and we left empowered in a sense that, okay, going forward, this is what we need to do to, you know, communicate our ideas and ensure that they come across and they are well received. So it's just having perspective, I would say.
We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to get back to the main product, AU Gold Craft Vodka. How do you begin to even size the potential market out there?
Yeah.
I'm just constantly amazed at the incredible confidence of entrepreneurs, because the economy in the world and individual sectors in particular parts of the world tend, for the most part, other than in new industries, to be saturated, right? How do you begin to write up a business plan in your head, or a real one for a potential, you know, person to partner with and throw money at your concept? How do you convince them that there is a gap in the market with your product specifically?
Well, in terms of that, how I've always seen businesses for the longest time, it's always been a case of innovation and recreation. So in terms of that, I think we looked at a sector and we saw that we could build something that, you know, has a certain signature that the market locally would identify with. So in terms of, if you look at our products, you know, we believe that they are very unique and they speak to the local market. And I think if you look at AU Gold Vodka, I doubt you'll be able to find any similar product. But first and foremost, what we do is we are a distillery and we create artisanal crafted products. That means we make gins, that means we make vodkas, that means we make whiskeys and, you know, any form of alcoholic product. So even if you look at the gin that we're going to bring out, I think, in the next quarter, it's also a very unique concept that we believe will speak highly to the local markets. And most imports that are brought into the country, we believe they don't have, you know, that signifying essence that speaks to ordinary South Africans. And hence why we created something like AU Gold Vodka, which we believe any person in South Africa, whether you're in KZN, whether you're in Cape Town or Northern Cape, you know of the city of Johannesburg. And hence why we believe in creating concepts that really speak to the local population. And I think that is a draw card to many South Africans. If you speak to the hearts of people, I think they are more inclined to, you know, be drawn to whatever you create.
Let's talk about hard data, though. How many of these have you sold so far? How's the business going?
Okay, so
in real terms.
Yeah. So in terms of the business.
And one of your entourage is falling over there on the other side, so he's going to keep you honest.
So
five, eight?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to give you a bit of context first. So we started the distillery itself. It was established in late 2015. That's November. That's when we got the facility that we're manufacturing from. And then since then, it's been acquiring the licenses, getting the products accredited. Well, before accreditation, developing the brands, developing the actual products, then accreditation, and planning as to how you communicate what the brand is and what it's about. So in terms of our first offering, which is AU Gold Vodka, well, the unflavored one, we only went to market with it last year, late last year, around September going November. So as a new product with no brand identity, it takes some doing to gain a bit of traction. So I'm just going to get to the numbers after this. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's a case of, I think the reception of the product has been, it has been beautiful. It has been incredible, actually. So currently, as we speak, we are in, well, we have, I think Gauteng, we could say we have most of it covered. So in terms of your on-trade, which is your restaurants, your bars, and your off-trade, your Norman Goodfellows, your macros, and the likes. So to date, we have achieved an average of 500 bottles sold per month on average for the past 3 months.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, right.
That's not bad at all. Where to from here?
I think in terms of growth potential, we are releasing flavored variants of our first product, which is AU Gold Vodka. We're looking at also releasing different product lines. We'll be releasing a gin by June. Our gin will be out. By the end of the year, we'll have a rum as well. And in terms of those products, we look at regional penetration. And once we've really embedded our product in the local market, we're looking to take it to...
Going global.
Global. Yeah. Various other continents, various other African countries, and, you know, that's what we're looking to do with our products.
Great stuff. And all the best, guys, with your business, eh? Sorry to interrupt you. One last thing, though, before we go. Where can people get hold of you? Do you have a social media space if they want to follow you?
Definitely. So online, it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's AU space gold space vodka, all three platforms. Our website is www.augold.co.za, and our email address is info@augold.co.za. And lastly, if I may, AU Gold Vodka is currently available at these establishments across Gauteng. Melrose Fine Ice in Menlyn, the one in Melrose Arch as well. Norman Goodfellows, Ilovo, Sandton, Gautrain.
Sandton, yeah. And Ilovo, Melrose, and in Sandton by the Gautrain Station. Yeah. Macros, Gauteng, and also in KZN in Springfield.
Yeah.
And we have a various number of top spas that are carrying our product.
That's awesome. That's some good distribution there.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic stuff. Guys, all the best. I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
And I hope it goes from strength to strength.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.